I'm Glenn Robinson with Baylor Scott & White Health, and this is Business of Healthcare's second installment in our three-part series on cancer care. Nearly 4 in 10 Americans believe that cancer can be cured solely through alternative therapies such as oxygen therapy, diet, and herbs, according to a survey by the American Society of Clinical Oncology. Many in the medical community were shocked by this finding and the danger it represents. A 2018 study underscores the danger, finding that patients with cancer using alternative medicine were more likely to decline potentially curative conventional cancer treatment, thereby increasing the risk of death. The National Institutes of Health has declared that no alternative health product or practice, such as acupuncture, chiropractic medicine, and herbal medicine, has been proven to cure cancer. While these services may help patients manage cancer symptoms and side effects from treatment, relieve stress, and improve quality of life, they are not a cure. Patients facing cancer must keep in mind that delaying conventional cancer treatment can decrease the chances of remission or cure, and that using unproven products or practices to postpone or replace conventional medical treatment may be a costly mistake. Even if they don't delay conventional care, some alternative therapies may interfere with cancer treatments or be unsafe for cancer patients. Anyone diagnosed with cancer should consult their cancer care providers before using any alternative therapy for any purpose, regardless of whether it's cancer-related. Alternative therapies often do have a role in cancer. As part of an ongoing discussion, patients and their physicians can determine which therapies are safe and supported by evidence. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.